Friday, April 20th, 2001. Mild weather on the campus of the University of Laval, about 3 kilometers west of downtown Quebec City. By around noon, thousands of activists from Canada, U.S., and elsewhere have amassed in the streets for a carnival against capital, a vibrant, rhythmic, and diverse street parade and demonstration against the Summit of the Americas and against the proposed Free Trade Area of the Americas Treaty.
Half a dozen folks or so from our Champaign-Urbana group were there to participate and document the event. We found ourselves surrounded by drumming, chanting, dancing, cheering, singing, face painting, costumes, giant puppets, musical instruments, guerrilla street theater.
Vibrant creativity, the culture of resistance.
Urbana Indie Media Center reporters Sasha Meinrath and Sarah Knaus collected this audio and conducted interviews with several participants.
Our group is sort of a mix. We're mostly from University of Massachusetts. We're local 2322 UAW graduate employees.
We come out here to protest the FTAA.
Because the FTAA screws over workers, screws over the environment, and it's bad for people.
Could say for our listeners what it is that you're playing here this afternoon.
Why, I'm playing a bucket that used to contain 12 kilograms of olives.
And where did you pick those up?
Out of a dumpster behind a grocery store called Vincenzo's.
And how much would that cost you to put together an instrument of this sort?
This here, with all the hardware and belts and strapping on, cost me $1.50. Who needs to buy a drum kit?
Thank you very much.
No problem. Cheers, guys.
About 15 minutes before the march is actually set to start, and folks are sitting on the ground waiting. We've had our first... We just had our first flyby of a helicopter over the event, and people are just sort of getting geared up and ready to go. For our listeners, what it is that you're wearing and doing today?
My group has appropriated the word police and reclaimed it from this state as a way to both parody the excessive militarization of legitimate protest and or the opposition to legitimate protest, I should say, and counter any. The fear that's associated with the excessive imageries of the police, and we want to eliminate fear. We want to reclaim the right to protest, and we do so by parody, by absurdity.
What can you describe what your dress is here?
Yeah, sure. I've got a tutu, a pink tutu, and a police shirt, and I've got a pinwheel, and I've got bandanas, and I'm playing a drum.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Hey NAFTA! Hey NAFTA! We know what you're after! You're greedy, cheating, forget you know sweet, so eat your Wheaties and beat your Winnie! Word! Hey NAFTA!
The march was punctuated with performances by the Radical Cheerleaders, an international group of feminist activists who parody the rhythmic chants and choreography of the high school pep squad. The cheerleaders' presence builds solidarity and boosts morale among the activists in the streets.
We've walked about a mile now, and the police have been very busy blocking off all the entrances so that cars can't interrupt us, and have actually been staying quite a low profile. I've had a couple of quick incidents of stickering of police cars that were blocking the intersections with slogans and child labor and things of that sort. And other than that, it's been a very peaceful march so far. A lot of excitement, a lot of energy.
Green zones are relatively safe zones. Streets of Quebec City, outside the summit of the Americas security perimeter.
Next, we return to the streets of Quebec City for conversations between IMC reporter Peter Miller and members of the Canadian Auto Workers Union.
As IMC reporter Molly Stentz and I moved along the parade route, interviewing performers and activists along the way, I noticed a small group carrying a blue flag with the Canadian Auto Workers logo on it. Shortly thereafter, I was talking to CAW activist Diane Albrecht.
This is not one of the nonviolent marches necessarily, right?
This is a direct action march, from what I understand.
And you're here, you know, bearing the colors of the Canadian auto workers with you. Is that a problem with the leadership at all?
I wouldn't say it's a problem as long as we're here to support freedom of speech and freedom of action in a way that doesn't harm anyone.
You're wearing a placard that says CAW Fighting Back Makes a Difference. What does that mean?
That's a CAW motto. Yes, the CAW motto is fighting back makes a difference.
And you've actually been involved in some fighting back yourself, and it has made a difference for you. Can you talk about that a little bit?
At one point, we ended up occupying our plant and taking it over because they were going to close it down and move all our jobs to Mexico.
And you succeeded in keeping it open.
We succeeded big time. It was one of the biggest wins I think the CAW's had in a little while. One day occupation.
And what factory was that? Where do you work?
Johnson Controls, Canadian Fabricated, Stratford, Ontario.
Okay. All right. Let's just reiterate that. So many people see their jobs being moved to Mexico because of NAFTA. The managers come in and they say we can lower costs because by moving your factory off to Mexico. And you, when that message came to you, what did you do?
Our jobs were being produced in Mexico. It wasn't they were going to. They were being produced in Mexico. And when we negotiated the contract, they were supposed to stop producing in Mexico, which they didn't do. Then they turned around and told us that the whole line was moving to Mexico, which meant inevitably our plant would have closed. So it ended up the National backed us, and we occupied the plant, and through the Nationals' hard work and dedication, they struck a deal with Chrysler that they would not accept car seats made at any other plant but Johnson Controls in Stratford.
So is this typical for unions these days, or do you think the CAW stands out?
CAW is, in my estimation, above the rest, yes. Although they all have very, very good members. There's a CUPE local that's here today that itself is outstanding as what I've seen in the CAW in that one instance. Unions are what the people are. If the people are working on the floor level, rank and file level to build the union, then you've got a strong union and you can make wins. It's about solidarity, hard work, and rank and file involvement.
All right.
The FTAA, people who don't usually...
All told, on Friday and Saturday, 6,500 riot police were deployed, protesters were arrested, and thousands of canisters of CS and CN gas were fired, affecting both demonstrators and downtown residents in the provincial capital. Security for the event cost the Canadian government over $100 million.
Urbana activist Becca Glazer sustained injuries related to tear gas exposure on the streets of Seattle in November and December 1999. Becca was also at the FTAA protests in Quebec City.
As soon as we reached the wall, they started gassing. They used both CN and CS gas. CN gas is not as harsh. CS gas is more yellow-green colored, thicker looking. They release it in huge canisters that make exploding noises as they go off. And the police had huge stockpiles of it, big cardboard boxes full of them, and they just kept shooting off, and they would shoot way into the air. I was surprised by that. The effects of the gases, the immediate effects of the gases, depending on how much you breathe in, is vomiting, burning in the eyes, nose, and throat, can cause strange muffled thoughts. Causes central nervous system damage, permanent lung scarring, cancer, herpes blisters on the mouths, eye difficulties, can cause death when used in enclosed spaces. And it's banned by an international treaty against chemical warfare. It's used all the time. We go where the heads of state are meeting, and the state shows its threats. They are in there talking about free trade. So ironic, and breaking down boundaries. And here's the people that they are supposedly representing, thousands of us gathered in the streets, can't have access to the meeting, can have access to their tremendous luncheons. They've put a wall, they've put a barrier around themselves. And defending them is the police. And we go in a little bit like it's a war. Because what happens when there's a wall put around you? What happens when you can't breathe? Not exactly sure what to say. It's hard to have any joy at all about this. The feeling of all those people together is wonderful. The kind of pain that you have to take in joining with.
On Saturday afternoon, Sasha.